Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you guys, you ready for another Christmas wish?
Let's do it.
Let's bring an unsuspecting person on the phone and surprise them.
All right.
This is what I love about the Christmas wishes. They never know that they got a letter written about them.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, is Charlie there?
This is she.
Hi, Charlie. How are you doing? My name's JC. I got Big Al Mack and Kelly Raspberry here. We're from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
What's up, Chuck?
So what are you up to?
Not much.
How's it going this morning?
I'm doing well. My grandma's dragging me around Christmas shopping, and I'm just trying to keep up.
Oh, that's fun.
Funny you bring up Christmas, because we have a letter here written about you. If you don't mind, we would love to read it to you.
You have a letter written about me?
About you, yes.
All right, here we go. Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, my name is Corey Tatum, and I'd like to nominate Charlie Brown. I started at NPC in early 2016. I didn't know Charlie very well, as she was in a different department. I just recently got to know her when she moved to our accounting department. She's one of those people who always smiles and says the best she can about everyone. That's why you can't work with us, Charlie.
Right. You're too nice.
Right.
But Corey says she's never seen you without a smile. She said, we talked about our past and where she was in life. She's come a long way for her and her boy, Colt. Charlie just recently found out she has to move to a different base in a different town. She lives with family who's in the military, and when they move, she moves. Charlie tells me all the time what a difference my smile has made in her life, but she has made an impact on mine.
Aww.
Moving has brought her to tears, a new town, not knowing anyone but her son. If you met her, you'd agree. It's not every day you meet someone like Charlie. That's from your friend who's going to miss you to pieces, Corey Tatum.
And Corey's on the phone right now, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Corey, you got me in tears. I can't believe you did that. Thank you. You know, everything she wrote about me, she's 100 times over. My attitude is just a reflection of her. Corey, thank you so much. That starts off the season great. You're giving me goosebumps. So, and my grandma was here to hear the whole thing, so that means even more, too. So, I tell you what, that's just so sweet. There's no better gift. I don't even know what to say. Thank you very much.
Now, you live with a family that's in the military, Charlie?
Yes. They have three little girls, and she works nights, and so I just help stay with the kids and help them out that way, so... I don't know if the kids watch me or I watch them. It's fun.
Well, they couldn't do it without you, I'm sure.
Right?
Oh, no.
And you have your little boy. Your little boy, Colt?
Yeah, he's 8. Yep, and he teaches me new stuff every day as well. So he's a pretty amazing little gift, no matter what.
So it's you and your son, and you guys live with the family, and wherever they go, you go along and you help them out with their kids?
That's family. That's what they do. So, and I tell you, I've been at NPC for 3 years, and it was so hard. You know, to leave there, because they were my family for a long time too. I was pretty blessed there. It's hard to find a huge corporation that everybody is so nice, every single person. So it was really a blessing.
All right, so what we want to do, because I don't know what you guys were planning for Christmas, especially with the move and everything. I'm sure it's going to be drastic for you. It's going to be a big change for him. So we wanted to give you guys a nice little holiday here. So we're going to go ahead and grant this Christmas wish for Corey.
Yeah.
Which means you're going to be the recipient of it, Charlie. And we want to give you a gift card to Toys R Us.
What?
Yeah. And then we
We
also want to get you some cash so that you treat yourself.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Oh, that is happening, Charlie.
No.
Have we ever had one that didn't accept the gift, Kelly?
No, we're not starting now. You have to accept it.
We're going to stuff it in your pocket, Charlie. You deserve it. Your friends are noticing.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Just that alone, what Corey did. I want to hug her and hit her over the phone at the same time. But that's crazy. No, that's too much. I appreciate it, but that's crazy. To help with Colt, that would be amazing, but no, I can't do anything more than that. That's crazy.
Well, you don't have a choice here. We're giving you money, okay?
We want to treat yourself. You deserve this. People are noticing what a great person you are. And Corey wrote us, and for her, you need to take this money and treat yourself.
You give so much to other people, Charlie, that for once you need to take.
Corey, thank you so much. I just don't even know what to say. Oh, my gosh. I'll be there in a couple weeks, and I'm just going to come hug you and hit you and cry, and I don't think
so. Don't get violent, Charlie.
Physical.
Yeah.
No,
and that's a heads up. And that's not premeditated. This isn't recorded, right?
No.
Nobody will know. Okay. Nobody will know, Charlie.
I just didn't even know how to say thank you. I just don't even have the words.
Your actions are thank you enough, according to Corey.
Corey, I love you so much. Thank you. You're amazing, and you're an amazing mom. The same. So, I'll say that one more time. I miss how you say my name.
Charlie Brown.
Well, you have a very Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown.
I will. You guys do too. Many blessings and love to all of you.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Merry Christmas,
you're
you guys.
Welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Sleigh bells ring, I am listening. In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is passing around.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire
as we dream by the fire
to face unafraid the plans that we made.
Circus clown.
No, we'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Until the other kid is knocking down. With the snows, ain't it thrilling?
Blow your nose, get to chilling.
Oh, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Here's a little song I wrote. You might wanna sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
From all of our homes to yours, Merry Christmas from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I have a question for you guys.
Come on.
Would you like to celebrate Throwback Thursday today?
Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome. You're in luck because we're going to do just that. We got a nice Throwback Thursday featuring Air Horn Man.
What?
Yes, sir.
Well, that means it's also featuring Kid because we haven't done that since. You know.
Hold of the horn, blower of the air.
Yes. Kid will be on this one. Many Kid Nation members will be happy for that one.
Throwback Thursday.
We all like to hear Kid's voice from time to time, right? So we'll do that here coming up shortly. But we got to get into this bucket list item that your boyfriend Alan was able to check off finally, Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, he had a list of things he wanted to do in 2016.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as of last night, he has accomplished every single one of them.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And he's already looking forward to next year. But I think he was getting a little ahead of himself. I was like, you need to pull back a little bit on 2017. Right. He's like, I'm going to learn Spanish.
Whoa.
Good.
He's got ambitious.
Shout out.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Bucket.
Okay. We could do that.
And this item was?
Well, in fact, why don't we do it in song, Big Al?
You know what? Let's do it. The Don Cheadles making a very special pop-up concert appearance.
I know. You weren't expecting this, Kelly. You're excited. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Can't contain it.
Hold on. Let me put Alan on the phone so he could hear.
Oh, Alan's on the line?
Hi, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Hey. Before we get talking about your bucket list, Alan, I have a performance, if you don't mind.
I can't wait to hear it.
Are you a big fan of the Don Cheadles, Alan?
Yeah, I like the Don Cheadles. I'm a little jealous that we haven't started our deal, but mm-hmm. No, I totally respect and appreciate the Don Cheadles.
We are looking for a drummer, Alan.
Well,
or another guitar
bucket
player.
Bucket list 2017, Alan.
Or an entirely new band.
You just slow down there, Mr.
Oh, you don't want to.
Maybe Alan and Kelly and I are going to start a band.
That's another bucket.
We're going to be a rival band.
Right. All right. We'll tell you.
There's a very special performance by the Don Cheadles before we talk about your bucket list. All right?
All right.
All right.
He ain't inked, but he damn sure wanna be. But the question is, what should he put on his arm sleeve? A Bible verse, Metallica, or Black Sabbath, maybe a magician with a wand and a rabbit. What tattoo did he choose? I'm sure he picked something cool. Alan got him some ink. Another check mark off bucket. So much accomplished this year. Baby, now don't you love it? Yeah, I know what they say. Why don't he ink Kelly Raspberry across his back? Alan got him some ink.
That is correct.
That was a good one, guys.
Yeah. Alan got a tattoo, everybody.
Applause, please.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah, we would like to... talk about that. People are asking, why do we ask for applause after our songs?
Don't ask none. Hey, don't get none.
If you don't ask, you don't receive.
I need to follow you guys on Twitter, too, right? You have your own Twitter
page.
Yes, we do, Alan.
Don't encourage this, Alan.
Your girlfriend, Kelly Raspberry, refuses to follow the Don Cheadles.
You know what? That's what brings couples together. You know, some people like this, some people like that. So
yeah.
No, you guys sounded great.
Thank you, sir.
I'm excited about this, Alan, because I actually haven't seen what you got yet. I heard this morning when I walked in, did you see what Alan got? I said, no.
Yeah.
But gosh, you're the perfect person to change Kelly Raspberry's mentality about tattoos, because she be hating on JC and I for having ink.
I don't hate.
Oh, Kelly.
No.
Do I hate, honestly, JC?
Your daughter hates him.
My daughter's not a fan. But see, that's the thing. I turn my daughter against tattoos, glitter, and smoking. And that was my, so she hates all three. And I think that's a successful parent move right there.
Okay. Keep her off the pole.
I went to my daughter, and I waited 45 years to get my
first
tattoo. So.
And I say when my daughter's 45 and she wants to make that decision, it's up to her at that point.
Wow, you're 5 years older than Kelly.
Wow. Alan, was this a spur of the moment thing, or did you have this planned out for the last month?
No, I've had it planned out getting a tattoo for years.
For years.
And I was just too chicken to do it, or it wasn't the right time to do it.
Uh-huh.
And then, the way this year has kind of played out, it just felt right. And, I asked Kelly about it and what she thought. And she was very supportive. And she was there with me all night last night.
Kabooya.
We got there.
Kelly was
six,
supportive?
She's very positive. 10:30, babe. So, she was... It took a while.
I told him, I'm not a fan of tattoos.
No.
It's not going to change the way I feel about you. It means a lot to you. I don't want you to ever say, girlfriend wouldn't let me get a tattoo. I don't want to be that person. That's up to him.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I just supported him through it.
Okay.
He did ask my opinion on several of his ideas, and I said I wasn't a fan of those ideas.
Oh, how many ideas did he have?
Alan?
I probably had 3 to 5 that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to explain them, but it's different trying to explain a creative idea to somebody than to kind of sketch it out. But, I didn't ever sketch anything out. I just gave my artist, Carl Hollowell, he's a great artist.
So before you tell us what you got.
Gave him the idea and he sketched it.
Before you tell us what you got, what did Kelly hate?
Oh, gosh. I had some type of compass idea that was kind of lame. Anything with, you know, anything with magic, you got to be careful with, I think. So some of the ideas I had about magic were kind of lame, but this one really means something to me, and it's in a spot where, you know, really only I can see it with a
lower,
shirt on.
Lower back?
Oh, wow.
No.
Where'd you get it?
How could he see it without a handheld mirror?
With a mirror, because all of us check our booties out when we get out of the shower.
Bend over, look
right
through.
Yeah.
On the inside of my right arm.
That's in spot.
Alan, that is one of the most painful places to get a tattoo.
Dude, I'm the kind of guy that when I get a flu shot, I have to look away.
Yeah.
Seriously. And so I was the biggest weenie, but I laid there and I was still, and Kelly was there, holding my hand the whole time, and I was squeezing her hand to death.
Yeah, it does hurt.
I was going to break her hand.
Yeah. Right.
Well, did it hurt more or less than you anticipated?
It hurt more than I thought it would.
Of course it did.
It does hurt. It gets annoying, right?
You know, at first I was okay, and then, you know, the endorphins kicked in, and then I was, you know, and it was all right. But then at the end, after about 2 or 3 hours of it, I just was like, let me out of here.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I stayed still.
After he got the black done, the outline, I was like, you know, you can quit now if you want, because we were already there a while back.
Because you was getting color done as well?
No, I'm going to go for the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know
got a lot
is,
of color.
You know what
and
it
it's,
is.
You know, it's the old school or classic style. I'm sure you've seen a lot of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I posted a picture of it. I just like that style. That's just what I always gravitated towards.
Okay.
We would old like to, school classic.
We would like to guess as to what you got on your arm.
I haven't seen a photo yet.
Al, what do you think Alan got?
I think Alan got a picture of a raspberry.
A picture of a raspberry. Is that correct, Alan?
That is incorrect.
That is incorrect. Okay.
All right.
I believe, Alan, that you got "For He's a Jolly Good Fellow."
You know, I thought about that for a hot second, but that is also incorrect.
Oh, I was so sure you got that.
He's a jolly good fellow.
There you go.
He's a jolly good fellow.
That guy singing so loud.
I love you, baby.
That would have been so awesome. Jenna.
Somebody sings it louder than you.
Jenna, what do you think he got?
A French drain with toile. Honestly, I would think, knowing how I feel about tattoos, that, to be serious, though, that you got song lyrics and you love Metallica, so maybe that. Who else do you love? Black Sabbath?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate them, but yeah, Metallica is my favorite band. But
yeah,
yeah,
I would think
it is a song lyric from one of their songs, but it has a lot of different meanings.
Wow. Than,
you know,
so
the song
Jenna kind of nailed it.
What is the lyric?
It's rise, fall down, rise again. So it's got a couple different meanings to me. Some of it is, you know, never giving up, perseverance, redemption.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It just sounds cool. You know, I just kind of like the way it sounded, and it goes with the visual, too.
Look at that bicep, though, Alan.
We're looking at it on Kid TV.
Oh, you guys looking at it? Cool.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now. It's on Kid TV.
That's a serious tat, Alan.
You got to get a Harley now.
Yeah, I went serious. I didn't, you know, I covered all the real estate, I guess.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, you like it? Cool.
Yeah, I really do like it, Alan.
Two hands holding each other. I like the hands.
One hand is pulling the other up.
Yeah.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Rise, fall down, rise again. Uh-huh. What song's that from again?
It's from a song called Broken Beat and Scarred by Metallica.
This one?
The main lyric is that. Yeah. Rise, fall down, rise again.
You fall, you down, and you rise again. But don't you know
me? You're more strong. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Nothing like the Mighty Met at 7:20 in the morning.
There you go.
The Mighty Met.
My man.
Wow. Hey, song lyrics are a great choice. You've always loved that song. You probably always will.
Got yourself a manly tattoo.
Yeah, got the sports car.
Got the sports car. You got,
Him to sing "For He's a Jolly Good Fellow."
Y'all are missing the significance of the hands.
What is the significance?
Is one supposed to be yours?
One is a female hand is what I noticed.
That's right.
Is that a Kelly Raspberry hand?
Oh.
Well, that is a Kelly Raspberry hand, because when we first saw the sketch, or when I first walked in and saw the sketch, there were just two, you know, somewhat generic hands. And I said, well, the whole reason one of the big reasons I'm doing this is because of my girlfriend and everything she's done for me and kind of helped me through a lot of things. And, you know, so I said, can you somehow make the top hand look like it's a female hand pulling up, you know, another hand? And he goes, oh, yeah, that's no problem at all.
Yeah.
So while she was there in the studio, we made that change, and he even looked over at her and said, you know, you have red hair. You probably look really good in greens and blues.
Of course.
And Kelly said, yeah, that's right. So he kind of gave her blouse or, you know, that hand a little bit of green on the shirt part of it.
Yeah, it looks like a turtleneck, right? She's wearing a turtleneck?
No, it's a sleeve. How can you tell the neckline?
You could just tell by the
sleeve. It's a deep V, JC.
Should have made your hand a little whiter, though.
The turtle wrist.
Your hands are very tan.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Thank you, Alex.
Let me see that thumb, Kelly. Let me see
it's not my literal hand, but it's a woman's hand. I didn't pose for it.
Alan, it looks so cool. So your bucket list for 2016 is completed, right?
Yeah, that was quite a full list. So
yeah, what else was on there, babe?
I am done.
What else was on there?
What else is on there for this year?
What did you write off for the year? I know you got your weekend car.
Yeah, the weekend car for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. You know, getting the new job was kind of something I'd been thinking about for a while.
Yeah.
Some kind of more boring things like financial things and paying off all debt and all that kind of stuff
that
I wanted to do.
That's a big, important one.
It is important, but it's boring.
Yeah, exactly. But then the tattoo was the thing I kind of... You remember, I was even asking you guys in Mexico, like, when should I do it? So I waited until it was...
winter.
It was cool, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. No sun or water.
You don't have to go to the pool or anything. That's... Man, are you sore this morning, though? Pretty bad, huh?
Not bad. It's funny, JC, the last time we talked, you called and I was shirtless, and this time you call and I was in the tub because I was soaking it.
Soak
it for like 10 minutes, and then I'm out now. But it looks, all the goop is off of it, and it looks amazing. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah.
All right.
All that goop.
Shout out to the bathtub.
Yeah.
Al likes baths.
Yeah, I love baths.
That. Oh, that's Al's favorite thing to do.
That's the only thing you have in common with
Al. Love a good bath.
We're both pretty
handy, Kelly. Not handsy, handy.
He fixed his mother's step. Oh.
No, well, he didn't.
Somebody to do it.
I was more of the producer of
he
that
He messed
project.
It up more and then got someone to fix it.
Yeah, but it's fixed.
We got to allow Kelly time to visualize Alan in the tub.
Oh.
Nice.
All right. Thank you.
So what are you guys going to do tonight, Alan? Do a little cooking?
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I tell you what, that Blue Apron's been a nice thing to have.
Really? Yeah, because Kelly says you do it all, so I'm pretty sure you pull out that blue apron, put a little apron on with no clothes on, and do a little cooking for Kelly.
You guys do it together?
Tell Emma Kelly, just look the other way, babe. Don't look over here. Nothing going on in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Alan, do you do the cooking with the blue apron, or do you guys do it together?
We've kind of done that together. Yeah, it's something that, you know, we go through the instructions, and it's fun to look at, and all the ingredients are already, you know, they're all pieced out. You just need to cut them up and follow the easy recipe, and off you go. It's really easy.
Okay, that's really easy to do.
It's a fun date night.
Alan needs to stop being so good, or they're going to start wanting him to endorse.
He's so good, he doesn't even need to follow the Blue Apron instructions.
Oh, really?
He just looks at it and says, I know what to do.
Yeah, he knows. Of course he does.
He always does, doesn't he, Kelly?
Well, Alan, I can't wait to see that tattoo in person, man. Happy for you.
Yeah, well, thanks, JC. We'll have to compare notes.
You'll see it Saturday. See it Saturday night at the Christmas party.
And you want to go sleeveless shirts?
That'd
wife
be funny.
Beater.
That's a wife beater Christmas party.
Why not? What, Kelly?
I was going to have Alan tell him how disappointed he is when he found out about Saturday night's Christmas party.
What happened? Why are you disappointed?
What happened?
Remember what I told you about Saturday night's Christmas party? You were so disappointed?
Oh, it's like a... Well, I mean, it's free food, but it's like a buffet.
He wanted to sit down there.
He wanted a steak.
Yeah.
And I told him where we were going. He's like, oh, my God, I love that so much. And I told him last night, I said, honey, we're not getting steak.
Oh, that's okay. I'm never turning down a free meal.
That's I know good. That's right.
We can get him to cook us a steak, and they'll chop it up, and we'll get a little piece.
There you go.
I think we can arrange that.
We can probably hook something up. This Christmas party does not have a curtain.
Yeah, because it's not at your bar this year. Are you sad, Al?
Yeah.
Sad. I'm sorry.
A little sad.
Well, Alan, you...
We'll see you later.
We'll see you in a little bit, buddy.
Santa Claus.
Alan?
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, okay. We thought we lost
you. Sorry, guys.
Love you, buddy.
That's great. Bye,
baby. See you, bud.
Love you, too.
All right.
Wow, look at that.
Wait, who do you love?
Who do you love? JC or Kelly?
I love all of you, but I especially love Kelly.
Look at this guy.
How do you not like that guy?
You got to love Alan.
Abracabooyah!
All right, Alan, you get to work, buddy. By the way, you can go to blueapron.com/kid and get your first three meals for free. Now hit a tray.
There we go.
Speaking of free stuff.
Now it's time.
The children want some free stuff, I'm guessing,
look
right?
Under this Kid Nation Christmas tree standing 10 feet tall.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a big tree.
Look at that thing. pretty tall there. Lit up, got all the ornaments
tall on it. As a 10-foot tree.
A little line from Rude Awakenings right there.
Good memory.
Kid's book. If you would like to claim one of the toys left over underneath the Kid Nation Christmas tree, first go check them out at KidNation.com, see what we got left, and give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what caller number would you like?
Oh, I'll go with Kelly's 13.
Mm. Caller number 13, you get to claim your present. And how about we do a little Throwback Thursday? A little
love it.
Air Horn Man coming up next as well.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we still have some toys left over underneath the Kid Nation Christmas tree. We asked for caller number 13, and that is you, Debbie Rios. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so happy. You don't know, like, I'm really nervous. I can't believe I'm on the show.
Oh, don't be nervous, Debbie. You did the hard part was getting through, and you did just that.
Awesome. Oh my God! This is like I'm so stoked.
Now you have little ones, Debbie?
Yes, I have five.
Nice.
Whoa.
Which one's your favorite?
Yeah.
I can't say that on the radio.
It's true though; it changes from day to day, especially if you have five. It's probably different every day, right?
Yeah, it does. I love them all the same, but they have their own little personalities.
Exactly.
You can love them all, but some days you just don't like them.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Sometimes one behaves a little bit better than the other. Now,
you're so right.
Debbie, did you go to KidNation.com and check out the gifts we have left over for you?
I didn't have a chance. I was coming off of graveyard shifts. I work overnight.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of have a small idea of what's under there.
Okay, we'll let you... What would you like to grab based on the idea?
I think the Air Hogs would be great for my boy.
Oh, look at that. The Air Hog Star Wars X-Wing versus Death Star Rebel Assault RC drones. Is that what you're talking about?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, that is all.
Yeah, that.
That is all yours, Debbie.
Yay. Oh, my God. This is so awesome, you guys. Oh, my God. This is like a dream. I always try to get on the show, and I'm so happy.
And this thing's cool, too. I was watching a commercial on it, and you get to attack the Death Star with the drone and knock it down and stuff. It's pretty cool.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, my God. You guys are awesome. I love you guys.
We love you, too, Debbie. You enjoy that toy, okay? I hope the kids like it.
Thank you. They will. They will.
All right. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Boom.
Bam, got it.
We'll knock that one off the list right there. We still have some left over. We have another toy and that Backstreet Boys interview with Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah. Maybe Alan should not listen to this.
Nah, he's
really,
fine.
I don't really, in my gushing and enthusiasm, I might have crossed a few lines.
Oh, really? You're a little nervous for Alan to hear this interview.
Know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll hear that in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Speaking of Alan, a lot of text messages coming in.
Okay.
Mostly saying... Alan is so cute, Kelly.
I know.
OMG, K-Ras. How do I find myself an Alan?
Go to Bumble. There's a million Alans on there.
He's one in a million.
That easy.
He's a dude. He's like one of those dudes.
There's not that many. There's some good guys on there. And I actually dated a few really nice men on there. Just we didn't have a connection. So I left all those good guys for you.
Yeah.
Go find them.
Go have those guys. Kelly's got herself her magic man. That's all hers right there. We're about to get into Throwback Thursday here.
Okay.
One of the favorite bits that we've heard in a long time. Air Horn Man. Now, before we get into it, Big Al Mac, did you know that you're not the only Air Horn Man in the world?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I kind of coined that phrase.
I thought so too, Big Al, but then this guy came and stole your thunder.
It's the middle of the night, and you're jolted awake by this.
It was like the loudest horn I've ever heard.
Everyone woke up.
Sometimes 6 in the morning, sometimes 4 in the morning, sometimes 2 in the morning.
It's been an unwelcomed alarm clock around this El Segundo neighborhood for 5 weeks straight.
I can't tell you how many people were ticked off at him.
Police say they now know this guy, John Nugent, is responsible. Officers have been trying to find him, and they finally did at 4 o'clock Sunday morning.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In exclusive police video, you can hear Nugent answering officers' questions, claiming the huge air compressor in his back seat is just for his tires. But police lift his hood and find these two industrial-grade train horns by the engine. Then they test out this lever by the gas pedal. Officers made a citizen's arrest and cited him for unreasonable noise.
Well, it's great that they caught him.
We were pretty darn excited that they caught
him. He'll have to show up in court, but he's already out of custody because it's a misdemeanor. Police even had to give Nugent back his car with all that equipment inside the car because they didn't have a warrant to keep it. But police say if he does it again, that could change.
Wow.
So, disturbing the peace.
Well, that was really the premise of Air Horn Man.
Exactly.
I mean, it was, you know, supposed to disturb to an extent. Not to get arrested like he did.
Not
to that degree.
We'll post a picture of this guy's mugshot because it's hilarious at KidNation.com if you want to see it. But what would you do? Just basically go out with an air horn?
Yeah, Kid had this idea. We went and got these air horns, and Kid had this idea in different scenarios, just go in basically and be annoying and blow the air horn. And sometimes it would work. Sometimes it would not work so well. But, you know, the point was to be a disturbance, a nuisance, and to get kicked out. And that's what I did. And so we dubbed the term Air Horn Man.
Enjoy your Throwback Thursday, Kid Nation.
He's been a little different since the day that he was born. He loves to go to places and blast them with his horn. He's something of a superhero some don't understand. It's the adventures of Air Horn Man. Air Horn Man!
Yes, Air Horn Man doing good for all. Not really, just blowing his horn on people. Where are you, Air Horn Man?
I am waiting on your cue to hail the cab.
Hail the cab, Air Horn Man. Hail it.
The cab is being hailed.
Okay.
What else for the cab?
What else do you hail?
Hail yeah?
King Arthur. Mary.
If you like brandy, say hail yeah. Yeah. Hail Mary.
Hail to the king or something?
Uh-huh.
Hail to the chief.
Hail to the chief. All right, you got a cab out?
Cab is pulling up as we speak.
Air Horn Man? No, it's not out.
Air Horn Man.
So you're just taking whatever driver you get, right?
My cab driver has a Hawaiian shirt, but not of this descent.
Not of Hawaiian descent?
Okay.
Correct.
Can you guess his nationality? I bet I could.
Hello. Hello, sir.
All right, Air Horn Man is pretending to have laryngitis so that he can say, I will blast the horn when I want to turn right or left.
I'm just about to give you directions because I don't know the address. I'll signal you to turn right or turn left, okay?
Speak up, I can't hear you. The laryngitis has hurt my hearing.
Could you speak up? I can't. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I have a little laryngitis, so I'll signal you on what to do.
Let's get to know him a little, Al. Aaron,
what's your name, sir?
I don't want the name. No name. Okay. Where's he from?
BK, where are you from?
I'm from Thailand.
Thailand.
Yes.
Thailand.
Thank you. Interesting place.
Okay. There it is.
Make a right up here. That's the signal. It'll be one for the right and two for the left, okay?
Demonstrate.
Let me demonstrate for you. That means right. And that means left.
And then a long one for go straight.
Yes.
If I need you to go straight, I'll give you a long
right
one.
Here. And this means keep straight.
Ow.
Did you hear that? Okay. Straight.
Find out about his family.
Do you have family in Thailand?
Yeah.
Married?
Yeah.
You married? You have your kids?
Yeah.
Ask him a question that's not yes or no.
What are your kids' names?
Stupid.
Stupid? That's not very
that's
nice.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Come here, stupid.
Okay, we're going to make a right up. Oh, straight.
Voice almost came back, didn't it?
That was an accidental blow. I'm sorry.
So is he just...
Sorry about...
Is he just... He's just going along with this? No problem?
Right here. Yeah, that means right. And after you turn right... Keep straight. How long you been in the United States?
7 years.
And you like it?
What? Ask him his five favorite things about America, and then blow the horn for each thing.
What are your five favorite things about the United States? Oh, watch out for that car. What are your five favorite things about the United States?
Oh, my mom, my father here.
Your mom and father are here.
That's blow one. Blow it once.
That's one.
What's number two?
What's number two? What's number two? What's another thing you like about the United States?
Blow it twice. Go number two.
I didn't hear you.
I like it here.
You like it?
I like it here. All right, that's number two.
It's what? It's better?
Yeah.
That's number three. That's three, yeah. Three.
Oh. That's three. Oh, no, that wasn't the turn. No. Okay, why don't you get into the left lane? Left, yeah. But don't turn. Keep straight.
Hold it down. Say it's stuck.
Say it's stuck, Al. I love that. That's how I end it, though. Till it runs out. Till it runs out.
Here we go.
Come on, Al.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that, BK.
It gets stuck sometimes.
It gets stuck once in a while. It's an American thing.
Does it bother you?
It doesn't bother you, does it? BK? It doesn't bother you, does it? No? Okay.
Good. I think it should get...
Let's make a left right here.
Do you have a backup? Do them at the same time.
Do you have two, Al?
Yeah. Oh, his phone's ringing. What? Your phone's ringing. What song is that?
That's his phone.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's got to get
blow
stuck.
Blow the horn. Blow the horn.
Oh, he's talking. They're here talking.
To the right. Right. Oh, this is a car wash. This is not good. Left. Left. All right.
10 minutes.
Get it stuck again.
Who are you talking to, PK?
Okay, my friend.
Your friend?
Get it stuck again.
Okay.
Al? Al, hold it. I'm going to count to 10. Ready?
Oh,
ready?
10.
Go.
Left, right here.
Ready? Go. Hold it. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes!
Sorry about that, PK. Let's make a right here. Let's make a
Air
right.
Horseman! Air Horseman!
He's been a little different since the day that he was born.
Poor PK.
Aww. He loves to go to places and blast them with his horn.
PK gets a $20 tip, by the way.
He's something of a superhero, some don't understand. It's the adventures of
my
Air Horseman.
I can kick him out.
Right?
Air Horn Man!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you did, as long as you love me.
A couple nights ago, we were at our Jingle Ball concert. And we had a bunch of cool artists over there. We had Daya, Haley Steinfeld,
Chainsmokers,
Fifth Harmony, our boy Charlie Puth,
Megan Trainor.
We played you that interview, but the one Kelly was most excited about was our throwback artist.
Nope, not a throwback artist. They're not. They're still current. They're still working on music. They got new music coming out.
I know, but we were plugging them as throwback artists. But anyways. Backstreet Boys were there.
Yeah.
Everyone was excited about this.
Yeah. Especially Kelly.
Especially Kelly, because Kelly...
Oh, the crowd was on their feet. They were pumped up. Every time their faces flashed on that big screen, they got bigger screams than anybody.
They did. Well, mostly because you were screaming as well, and you could probably hear your screaming going on. But no matter who you are, even if you're a dude, you're a low-key Backstreet Boy fan.
No matter where you're from.
No matter who you are. No matter what you did, you love them.
Yes, you do.
So Kelly had an announcement to make on stage, right? Is that what was happening?
Yeah, I had to introduce...
Somebody.
Was it
Haley Steinfeld, maybe?
Might have been Haley Steinfeld. I don't know. I just had to introduce somebody because all I could think about was get me off the stage. I got to get back there to the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. It was the quickest announcement ever because the Backstreet Boys were running a little bit late.
Yeah.
And then they were making their way over to the interview room.
Move the meet and greet to this time and that time. And so stuff was kind of getting a little scrambled.
Yeah.
So the first part of the interview is Elena and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Raspberry does make an appearance in this interview with the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Let's see how she handled herself when it does happen.
That's sweet. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, y'all have to share everything. I mean, y'all are back on the road again. So you're back to sharing again. Backstreet's back. I'm sorry.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
We've never heard that one ever.
I know.
Ever.
I'm super original. I don't know if you noticed. I don't want to brag, but what is it like being back performing?
I mean, we've been sort of doing this. I mean, there was like a small little break. Actually, Kevin had left for about 7 years, and we did a couple albums. But then we just did a whole world tour about 3 years. Start 3 years ago. Or something
was
like
it
that.
Three? I was thinking
went
it was
all
four.
Over the
okay,
world
three.
And released an album. So you know, we're primed and ready now for Vegas.
And you said that you like it because you get to stay and without the touring. So what? I bet touring though was amazing though.
Oh,
right?
We're still going to tour.
But y'all have families now, and that's, you know, gets a little bit more complicated when you've got children and all that, diaper bags and stuff. So
teenagers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
My son just turned 14.
No.
14?
14.
I was about to say, do your kids realize what legends they have as parents?
No.
They're all waiting for that tour bus to come back around. Daddy, when's that tour bus coming back out?
Ready. Here comes Kelly.
Oh, my girl.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Where have you been?
I'm sorry. I had to introduce Haley Steinfeld. Oh, let me wait. No, I got it. You know how I feel.
Good to see you.
Oh, this is so exciting. So what have y'all talked about without me?
Not much. Don't worry.
Y'all know how much I've loved the Backstreet Boys.
Everything.
I mean, I was like your fan from the very beginning.
Particularly Howie, right?
Oh, God, I really ran to get here. I was afraid I was going to miss you. Now I'm out of breath. So, I don't know what you've already asked them, so I don't even know where to begin.
Ask whatever you want.
You just go.
Are you performing As Long As You Love Me because you know it's my favorite?
Yes.
For you,
thank
yes.
God.
Okay. We are doing it.
Okay,
tonight.
I love that song so much. You know, I'm celebrating a very big birthday next year, the big 4-0.
Nice.
Congratulations.
And I'm thinking I want to go to see your residency. I want to take a whole group of girls.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Vegas show. Tell us about the Vegas show. Are you going to be flying like you did in the old days in the big
superhero
suits?
We're going to be
disappearing. Really? Are you doing magic? Yeah.
We're actually putting the production together now, and we're working on it.
We're going to do all the hits, thankfully. We have a lot.
All
of
the hits.
And then I'll ask the question that Kelly won't. Will you please dedicate As Long As You Love Me to her? At the show.
The night that you are there, we definitely.
Every night?
Thank you. And Howie, I just want to make sure you're happy. That's all I care about is your everlasting happiness.
I knew it.
See, when I knew.
Howie's blushing.
I missed out on the one. Life has not been the same.
Oh,
what?
That makes my heart happy. Oh. Well, thank you for letting me crash the interview. I'm so sorry. Now I finally caught my breath and the interview's over. But I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tonight. The crowd screamed louder for you than anybody.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Your picture.
Let us know when you're coming to Vegas.
Oh, I will. I want to work
we'll
it out.
We'll make sure that night that we dedicate As Long As You Love
Girls
Me.
I want to do
a VIP table. I want to sit up front. I want backstage passes.
Howie, we might bring girls up on the stage, so maybe that might be that she'll be the girl you should bring up.
Howie's winking at me.
Wait, did you just get yourself VIP experience at their
Well, Howie told me, he said, do you know our manager, Jen? I was like, well, no, I mean, I don't have her contact information, but I can get it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get it.
And, yeah, they were really sweet about it. And he was, yeah. So I'm going to try really hard.
He said,
when's your birthday again? April what?
No way.
I'm not lying.
Howie, remember?
If somebody's recording it, it's there. I said, yeah, it's awesome. April 13th. So he said, I think we are on that weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look and see what I can figure out.
Okay. You got to do a girls' trip for your birthday.
That'd be fantastic.
They'll hook it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Al can go too if he wants.
Hello, I'm Alan.
If he wants to go, he can.
You really asked Howie if he was happy.
I did. And then as I'm leaving, I said, you know what? If I played my cards right, could have been Kelly D. I said,
yep. Could have been.
Could have been.
You're going to be Howie Kabuya.
You did well, though. You didn't get too nervous talking to them.
Oh, no, I didn't make me nervous. I
I've known them for years.
Yeah, 15 years.
So it's like, and then your wife couldn't believe, because I mean, I truly do. I mean, I've been, they have dedicated As Long As You Love Me to me from the stage before.
Yeah.
Because I've just been, you know, I've just been there. And
that's true.
Then I sat front row when they were on, right before they kind of went away for a while. I sat front row and Howie threw a teddy bear to me. And this other girl tried to grab it. And my girlfriend Amy was like, he meant that for Kelly and got it back from her.
That 12-year-old left crying.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there in the front, you know, George pulled me down to the front row for this performance of the Jingle Ball. And they're, you know, Brian, like, photobombs a picture somebody's taking with me. And everybody's like, oh, my God. And then AJ is blowing kisses to me. And Howie comes over and pushes him out of the way and starts blowing kisses to me. And everybody's like, what is going on? They think
that's
I
was like, you're Kelly Raspberry, dang it.
That's Kelly.
Yeah.
That's Kelly.
That is so cool.
This is what happens when you make a fool of yourself over a boy band.
What?
Well,
you get special attention.
And you happen to be on the radio, too.
Yeah, happen
to be
on the radio.
That doesn't hurt.
You know, I was looking at Nick's, because I photobombed one of his things, and he retweeted it and stuff. So a lot of tweets were coming in tagged with me. Yeah. And so I went over and looked at it. They go out of their way to pictures with their fans.
They're like
crazy.
I think they went through, they were lucky in the fact that when they were at their height of their career, there was no social media and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I think that was a lucky thing for them. And
how so?
So whatever they had to deal with, they didn't air it out on social media.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, they had some bumps and stuff to go through and dealing with negative,
right,
but not as much as people coming up today have.
Because you see what One Direction had to go through. They had to go through all their drama on social media,
yeah,
and everybody was making stories out of nothing.
I remember when Nick used to have to hide. He was dating Willa Ford.
I remember that.
And they came through town one time, and they had to keep that completely private, you know, because it was, can you imagine on social media what it would have been like for her?
Well, when you're in a boy band, you're not allowed to have a girlfriend, apparently.
Mm-mm. No, well, you want to keep the illusion up,
too,
for your fans that you're available.
Yeah.
There's that part, too.
I was so surprised how cool they were for how successful they could have been. They could have just been like, I don't want to talk. They were taking pictures with people in the hallway.
Yeah.
They were walking into people's suites and taking pictures, having a drink.
They know how special it is because they were at the height, then they kind of went away for a while, and now they're
back together. All
Backstreet's back, and they know how precious it is. So I love that.
Where had Kevin gone?
He just left. I even told him. There's a lot of stuff that was cut out. I was like, what were you thinking? I'm so glad you're back, but what were you thinking? I think he just got burned out.
It happened.
And he lost his father, and I believe it was to testicular cancer, and so that became, I might be picking the wrong cancer.
Right.
But he started doing a passion project trying to raise funds for that cancer
came here for that.
Yeah. And
7 years he was out of the band.
I didn't realize it was 7 years.
That's a long time.
Time flies by, man.
Yeah.
But he's back.
If you want to see the video, Kelly hugging up on a Howie D.
Who doesn't want to see that? Probably Alan.
We have the full, complete interview at KidNation.com. You can check it out there. Along with the Meghan Trainor interview from yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll have more coming your way in the next few days.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There it is. There's our Christmas music.
Yeah.
All right. We have some gifts left over underneath the Kid Nation Christmas tree. We asked for car number 19. And congratulations, Alan Wright.
Hello, I'm Alan.
You are the correct caller. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Good.
No,
buddy.
When your name is Alan, you say, hello, I'm Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
There it is.
There you go.
How you doing this morning, Alan?
Doing good. Actually driving to work.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I'm a fiber optic splicer.
Oh. Fiber optic splicer.
Ooh. Yeah, I work for NTS.
Whoa.
Sounds important.
Very important right there. Do you have kids, Alan?
Yeah, I have one three-year-old.
Aww.
Oh, perfect. Well, we have some toys here left over. Hopefully you're able to go to KidNation.com and check them out. Is there a toy that you would like to grab?
Yeah, I believe that she would really enjoy the Trolls bicycle.
Oh, the Troll toys.
Oh, that's not just the bike, right?
It's
more Troll stuff.
We're going to give you the doll, the game, and the bicycle.
That sounds fantastic.
I mean, JC's super jealous because, you know, he loves that movie, Trolls.
So good. Did you go see it, Alan?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
What did you think of the movie?
I really enjoyed it. My daughter loved it.
See?
Well, she's going to love seeing all this under the tree.
Exactly. Well,
I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I've been listening to y'all for a long time.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, man.
I'm glad you got through.
Yes, sir.
Well, you go do that splicing thing today and have fun, man.
Fiber optics.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on for us, Alan. There he goes. Alan
there
grabbed.
There he goes.
We have a couple more toys left over. If you want to go to KidNation.com, check out what we do have left over, and then we'll do it again tomorrow and give those last couple ones away right there.
Yeah, two Alans on the show today.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Pretty good show when you get two Alans, a Don Cheadle song, and another special guest.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who?
Another special guest.
Who?
What?
Joining us from the home phone, sponsored by whoever he wants to get a sponsorship from.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, vroom to go. Dot com.
Are you ready for this?
Oh,
hello,
Jerry,
I'm Jerry Raspberry.
Mr. Raspberry's here.
This good is a surprise.
Good morning, good morning.
Guess
what? I want to be Alan. Alan's a winner.
Yeah. Well, Daddy, you're the winner today because today is my daddy's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to
you.
Daddy
sounds a little congested. He's battling a cold.
Oh. I am indeed. I am indeed.
Oh, no.
How are you going to celebrate today, Mr. Raspberry?
Well, I've got a plan of various and sundry things. It's a long list. I'm checking it off one at a time. We're going to go and do and see and be seen. We're going to have a great day and just have a wonderful birthday. Thank God for another year. Even though I've got a little head cold, I'm a blessed man, and God has blessed me. And
Mr. Raspberry, what are the chances you go get a tattoo yourself today?
Yeah.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, it would be about a minus 425.
Oh. have you been on social media and seen Alan's new tattoo?
He's the man, I'll tell you that.
Wow. Oh, got the blessing.
I heard he got tatted.
Yeah. Yes, he got inked up.
And everybody's going on my Facebook page, and I told him to go to Mama's Facebook page because my daddy does not have a Facebook page. And everybody's telling you happy birthday. All of our listeners are doing that.
Well, that's kind of them. I appreciate all the good wishes and the comments. And
absolutely, Mr. Raspberry.
Yeah, Kelly was looking for the right picture to post.
Yeah, I got to take more pictures of you, Daddy. I had to go back to your birthday last year when you were a little heavier. You know, Daddy's lost weight in 2016.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How much have you lost this year, Mr. Raspberry?
30 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at that.
I
felt bad posting that picture only because, you know, he's not 30 pounds heavier anymore.
Congrats.
So we need to get some new updated pictures, Daddy.
Times have been a little hard in Dallas.
Well,
the food's really good.
I think it's time to start planning another Raspberry road trip.
I'm in for that. Ooh. I'm in for that. Hit them up, move them out. Let's go, Rawhide.
That's right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.